some big names joining us this morning. Bridge and Spider for breakfast at 92.5 Gold FM. After 8 o'clock, our Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. He joins us every Thursday morning, 7.13. And let's just play this.
We are the sons of the Gold Coast Sky.
We want to be able to hear that a little bit more.
It's been a while since I've heard that song.
Oh, no, Gary, come on. Oh, from the Gold Coast Suns, Gary Ablett, like I said, you're a two-time Brownlow medalist, eight-time All-Australian. You were captain up till last year, but now on the field just to play and focus on your footy. Welcome, Gary, to Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Thank you. Good to be here, guys.
Now, that was not a good start. I've got to tell you, Gary, we need you for this game. You cannot get crook. So do you mind if I...
Oh, yeah, I sneezed. Yeah, well, I'm not getting crook.
Hey, last time you had the sneeze attacks, I ended up in hospital.
Yeah, that was you. Yeah. I haven't had a day off for 7 years.
Gary, I'll... Oh, no. Good way to get out of the game.
Yeah.
Well, Glenn 20, do you want me to Glenn 20 you? I've just Glenn 20
if you could,
Spider.
That'd be great.
Gaz might pretend he's sick.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I won't be doing that.
We're going to talk more about the Suns game happening in Shanghai against Port Adelaide, is a huge promotion.
Well,
a
your chance
for
to go
a
there.
Family to be over there. We'll talk more about that coming up.
But first of all, Gaz, we've got to ask you, and we've got a song first. We want to sing you a bit of a song.
Yeah, we want to.
Just want to play
this. Amazing
singing.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Here we go. You ready?
Ooh, no, Gaz, please don't go. And if you leave me now, you take
away
the very heart of me.
This is the best bit.
Here's the chorus.
Ooh, no, Gaz, please don't go.
Oh, Gaz, are you not going, are you? Come on, Gaz.
Come on, guys. I wouldn't be reading into it too much. It's and obviously it's been a disappointing start to the season for the Suns, and you know, I think we just need to get back to playing good football. We believe in our brand of football, but you know, obviously a terrible start in round one. We got ourselves back in the game, didn't get the win, and then, you know, the performance on the weekend, you know, just wasn't good enough. To lose by 100 points, we need to bounce back and put in a good performance.
And is it harder on the club and yourself and the playing group when there is all this speculation around? You would prefer it not to. We saw in the NRL, and you follow, you know, all different codes of football and sport. We saw in the NRL with Cooper Cronk coming out during the week, so he's moving to Sydney. Now, that puts that to bed. Do you like the AFL theory still on waiting until October?
Yeah, look, it's a tough one. I kind of expected it leading into the season after, you know, everything that happened in the off season with asking for the trade. And I think everyone knows my reasons, you know, why I had that conversation. But, you know, at the same time, I'm fully committed to the Suns.
Yeah.
I told them that. You know, as I mentioned before, it's been a disappointing start to the season, but I'm looking forward to getting into the game this week, and I'm confident that we'll put in a better performance than the first two rounds.
There's a word called, you know, you've heard of brainstorming. There's one called blamestorming.
Yes.
Okay, and a lot of people do point the fingers.
Ah.
Some players are saying it's the players. Mm. Some are saying it's the coach. Mm. Do you tell all the players to have a good hard look at themselves in the mirror? Like, what is it? Is it mental, physical? Physically, you guys are on fire.
Yeah.
But is it a mental thing? What?
I think so, without a doubt. I mean, you know, we believe in the brand of football.
Mm.
You know, I think Rocket's done a great job at, you know, implementing the right drills at training. And it wasn't that long ago in the preseason games that we, you know, we're playing some really good football and moving the ball well. And I think a confidence, you know, confidence within a group is a big thing. You know, we didn't start the game well against Brisbane, you know, and you can just see the boys, you know, heads drop after that. We did a great job in getting back in the game, but we didn't get the win. And then obviously on the weekend, taking nothing away from GWS, they're a very good side. They moved the ball very well. But, you know, we can't be losing games by 100 points. We need to be competitive and, you know, give ourselves the opportunity of winning games.
Now, around the footy club, you know, because we've got, I've got my young fella, obviously loves Gary Ablett, always knows.
Nice, Gary!
he's on board that one.
Yeah.
But Al's got a son too, and he wrote you.
Well, I told my 11-year-old son, Will, and you were good enough to sign his hat a couple of years ago, and he's a huge fan. And I said that Gary Ablett's coming in tomorrow, and he said, oh, no, I've been reading that maybe Gary will be leaving. And so he wrote a letter, and it says, this is how it goes.
How cute.
From my 11-year-old son, Will, to you, Gary. It says, Dear Gary Ablett, so it's a good start. My name is Will.
How did he spell Gary?
G-A-R-Y.
That is correct.
Oh, good.
My name is Will, and I'm an 11-year-old Gold Coast Suns fan. Please do not leave. You are the greatest footballer the Suns have ever had. They need you. Here are some some reasons why you shouldn't leave the Gold Coast Suns. You're an extremely talented footballer, yes. You were good enough to sign my hat. That's nice.
Mm. Yep.
Kids my age look up to you.
Aww.
The Cats are a great club, but I think you'd miss the Gold Coast and the Gold Coast would miss you.
Oh, that's nice.
That is so cute.
There you go.
Really nice. That is really cute.
Well, so maybe he'll be a Suns player one day.
You just never know.
You haven't seen the pedigree.
Yeah. But that's good. We put that out of the way. We put that to bed that you're staying, which is awesome.
You're coming from Gary Ablett soon. You know you're going to be something.
Yeah, that's just true.
So we've got you for a little while longer, which is great, Gary. We're going to talk more about this fantastic promotion. Suns playing in Shanghai against Port Adelaide. So are you happy to hang around?
I am happy to hang around.
Gary Ablett with Bridge and Spider for breakfast. The Gold FM 718.